Rosh Hashanah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches. Demus Tsuros Levonois Hayulo Lermagamliel Betavla Uvakoso Bal Yasser. There were pictures of different moon illustrations that Rav Gamliel had on like a tablet and also on the wall in his attic. This was done when they would interrogate the Edim, when they were Mekabel the Edim, and also when Rav Gamliel would be speaking to them, and they would sort of show them, did you see something like this or something like that? Shebehen Mara Es HaAdyotos VaOmer. That these pictures, they would show the simple people that would come and give testimony, they would show them, and then they would say to them, HaChazera Isa O Chazeh? Did you see something that looked like this? Did you see something that looked like that? Maisa Shabo Shnayim Va'amru. There's a Maisa that two people came and said, Re'inuhu Shachris B'Mizrach V'Arvis B'Marv. So they said that we saw the moon in the morning was in the east, and at night we saw it in the west. Something that's not possible. Amr Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, Edi Shekerheim. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri said, these for sure are two false witnesses. Because it's not possible to see a moon in both the morning in one direction and at night in another direction. Kishabo liYavne, but when they came to Yavne, Kiblon Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel accepted them. Va'od bo shnayim va'amru, and then another two witnesses came and they said, Re'inu bizmano, we saw it in its right time. Bizmano means on the 30th. Bizmano is where the previous month was a 29-day month. Uvelel iburo lo nira. The problem is that the next day, or really the next night, which is the night of the 31st, they did not see the moon. The Kiblon Rabban Gamliel, and Rabban Gamliel was mekabel them. Now, when it says he was mekabel them, this is referring to the previous night, meaning he was mekabel them right away. And then after he was mekabel them, they then saw that the next night, which is the 31st, the moon didn't appear at all. So it almost seemed that obviously they weren't telling the truth. Amr Rabbi Daisi ben Harkinus, Eide Shekerheim. Rabbi Daisi ben Harkinus says that these are for sure false witnesses. Why? Hecha me'idim ala isha sheyolda. How can somebody give testimony on a woman that gave birth, ulamachar kreisa ben shinah, and then on the next day, her stomach is between her teeth. It's like a saying, like, they give testimony that she gave birth, and then the next day they find her pregnant. So to hear is the same type of thing. They gave testimony that there was a new moon, and then the next night there was no moon. Amor lo, Rabbi Yeshua, roa anies tvarachas. Rabbi Yeshua said that he was maskin to Rabbi Doisa ben Hirkanus, based on what he just said. Now, it's important to know, the Rav explains that when Gamliel accepted, it wasn't just when these chachamim would accept the witnesses, it wasn't just blindly accepting what they said. They also had their own calculations that they knew, based on their own calculations, when the new moon should appear. So when the Edom would come and testify that they saw this new moon, so Rav Gamliel, he knew that the moon was going to come out on the night of the 30th and there would be a 29-day previous month. And that's why he knew to accept their testimony. And the fact that the moon did not appear the next day, so Rav Gamliel assumed that it wasn't because they're Edei Sheker, it was just because maybe it was cloudy, they didn't see it. People didn't see the moon the next day. And the Rav explains that Rabbi Yossi ben Hirkanus, he held the opposite, that really, he held that the moon should come out on the 31st day, and the previous month should have been a Chodesh Mole. And that's why he didn't accept their testimony, and he assumed that they're Edei Sheker, and he said what he said.